It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. The man who's confessed to twin attacks in Norway was in court today. He put in a brief appearance before a judge, his first since Friday's bombing and shooting spree. Anders Behring Breivik is charged with murder under the country's terrorism laws. He's accused of killing more than 90 people in downtown Oslo and on an island youth camp. Prosecutors requested 8 weeks of pretrial detention while they put together their case. From Oslo, Terry Schultz reports that authorities kept the hearing closed to limit Breivik's access to an audience.
Officially, Norway is making a brave attempt at business as usual today. Markets are open, as is the government, though many workers will be relocating because their offices were destroyed by the Friday afternoon bombing. Police have just announced some of the barriers around the blast site are being removed. But no one can pretend life is getting back to normal, because Norway's normal is gone. In its place, a painful new reality, with jarring reminders, including heavily armed police in city streets, unimaginable last week. This is not Norway, people say time and again, still in a state of shock. 18-year-old Charlotte Gosland is among them.
It's Oslo. It wasn't supposed to happen here.
Gosland and her friend Christina Hauge are visiting a memorial site that's grown outside Oslo Cathedral. Hauge has tears streaming down her face. She lost a friend in the island massacre and isn't even able to bring herself to speak about it. Most visitors here are deeply emotional as they stand before the hundreds of candles, flowers, and the heart-wrenching notes. One says, "To Karina Moore, the world's best little sister." Others, "Unite in grief. You are not alone, Norway." There are photos of the victims, young and smiling. Teddy bears, tragic reminders that most of those killed were children. Some people are still missing. Recovery efforts go on. It's after midnight, but the memorial site, as well as the open cathedral, are full of people who feel the need to be here lighting candles. Gosland says that's a comfort to them.
Just to see people placing flowers and lights and just to be here. It makes us feel better that we're all together.
Henrik Fossum even brought his 8-year-old son, Jonathan. Fossum says he wants his son to understand already that violence is not harmless like a video game.
He looks at this, some of the beers, the small beers. He became quiet. He understands something.
Little Jonathan's mother is Kenyan, and because of that, he's also a living rejection of the Norway Anders Behring Breivik thinks should exist. A judge today denied Breivik his wish for a public hearing to spread his right-wing extremist views to the public. Norwegian police had recommended his custody hearing be closed when it became obvious Breivik planned to grandstand. Charlotte Gosland says she hopes Breivik never gets to utter any more hate in public.
I don't think we really need to hear his voice. I really don't. Yeah, I think we got the message.
For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Oslo.